their flying stupid and the tie the Europeans had made for action a shame vote affirm.
Tireless advocate at Portland, also community radio 50s.
Inazi to here exploring plum drops, and we ask that you would begin a minimum $75 contribution for the year. That's just $6.25 a month when you call 877-500-5266. Perhaps some of you could start a contribution, a monthly membership at $12.50 a month. It's not a bank breaker, but we could send you a copy of Remy Kanazi's book as well as a 4 gigabyte KBOO flash drive. And this is filled with content that you won't get anyplace else. Too many things to list here. I'm just seeing some exclusive treasures from our archives include Susan Faludi, Margaret Mead, Molly Ivins, Bell Hooks, Ken Kesey, Ernest Kallenbach, Paul Robeson, W.E.B. Du Bois, Dick Gregory, Ward Churchill, Stokely Carmichael, Eldridge Cleaver, John Trudell. The list is impressive, and we'd like to put that in your hands, and I was thinking that would amount to $150 over the whole year, just $12.50 a month, when you call to make sure that One Land, Many Voices hits its program goal of $500 during our spring membership drive. Why don't you call right now, 877-500-KBOO.
That is indeed an impressive roster. And the thing is, it's not just KBOO's archives. There's stuff there from the Pacifica Radio Archive, the original community-supported media, starting with KPFA in Berkeley in 1949, and which gave rise to KRAB in Seattle, which some folks from KRAB actually helped Ernie Hood and the rest of the crew found KBOO right here in Portland in 1968. That is a legacy that we can be proud of. And that is a legacy of which you can be a part right now when you call 877-500-5266. You know, I can't remember the last time I had $150 all at one time, but I can generally find $12.50 each month. So I could, so it's very easy to put aside just a little bit, work it into your monthly budget. That little bit each time, at a time, adds up to something significant. And with all of us putting together, many hands make light lifting, many wallets make light funding. It's all about you acting in concert with thousands of others. 877-500-5266.
Remy Kanazi pointed out that investing in apartheid is not a neutral stance, and neither is investing in free speech. And with every act of contribution to KBOO, you're bringing yourself into the right side of history. I mean, we can talk about the great list of things that we need to be pulling out of, but we're not done until we talk about some of the things that we need to be putting into. And the people's access to the people's airwaves is something in which we need to invest. Lending voice to people who are recovering from oppression and systemic racism. This is something into which we must invest. And you're engaging in that act of speech when you make a modest contribution to KBOO, because you are lifting up all of those voices. You are helping spread them around. And that's a decision in your heart you made a long time ago about the kind of person you wanted to be and the kind of world in which you live. And you know how I know that? Because you're listening to KBOO right now. Because you're listening to some difficult topics, because you won't shirk from it, because you know that you can know something, even if it feels like you can do nothing else. Well, here's something else you can help other people to know. You can make sure those voices are getting out into the ether, into the world, and into everyone's home. So please think about that. Put a small price on what your values are worth to you today.
Say it.
And call right now, 877-500-5266.
Oh, yes, I could not have said it better myself, although I'll try. 877-500-5266. You can do it online. It's safe, convenient, easy, and secure. You go to kboo.fm. You click where it says donate today. Oh, it just says donate now. We're consolidating. You know, my man Justin. Good morning, everyone. My name's Sam. I forgot to introduce us, but my man Justin likes to point out how little frippery happens at KBOO. We concentrate your dollars to put it where it's needed and where it will do the most good. And so you know that your contribution is being used efficiently and effectively to bring you and your friends and neighbors and people you've never met the information that you need to be a fully rounded, fully involved and activated citizen of your community. We're going back to a little bit more of what we're asking you to support. So make that call right now, 877-500-5266.
A little bit about myself. My name is Remy Kanazi. I grew up in a small town in Western Massachusetts. Now, there were about 9,000 people in the town that I grew up in. Of the 9,000 people in that town, I would say about 8,990 of them were white. Then there was my brown family, and we got like a Cambodian family in the 8th grade. On top of that, I had this thing called a Palestinian mother. Now, this Palestinian mother was very proud to be Palestinian. What scared the living out of all the white children in the neighborhood is that she was really proud to be Palestinian in public. Now, this is where it gets a little bit awkward. I was a fat brown one eyebrow child going to Catholic school. That was an awkward cluster of emotions. What does this have to do with the first poem that I'm going to do? Nothing but sharing is caring. I like the Care Bears, so I thought I would share that with you. I'm going to do this poem first because it's not about Palestine. I feel like we've done a lot of Palestine. I moved to New York City 4 months before 9/11. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but I have two eyebrows now, or at least 1.5. Not that I'm locking one eyebrow, some people look sexy with it. Me, it's like caterpillars just angrily running across my face and fighting with each other. Now, when those two towers came down, there was a lot of vitriolic language. There was that, we gotta go and turn that place into a parking lot. We gotta nuke them and start over. And a lot of folks didn't think I was Arab. They thought I was Italian. So they said incredibly racist around me. So this goes into the first poem that I'm going to do called Before the Machetes Are Raised. After 9/11, there was this systematic dehumanization of the Arab and Muslim male. This is something that had happened long before to the black and Latino male, and before that to the indigenous male. And there's this kind of concept where if 17 people die in Afghanistan tomorrow, it's not really a big deal, because they're in the Taliban. Or they're friends with the Taliban. Or one time they saw this YouTube video, and it said Taliban on it, so we bombed the out of their neighborhood, killed 17 people, and whittled them down to best case scenario statistics and numbers. And when you can whittle people down to statistics and numbers, it is so much easier to drop that bomb, to pull that trigger, and to occupy that village. Now, I realize that, this piece is written in a very kind of specific tone after a very specific period, and we have the other end of the spectrum, where there's this kind of decentralizing of trans women of color, of voices that you know, so even as a brown person in this kind of, like, cisgender space, there's still a prominence of that role, but this piece particularly was speaking about anti-Arab and anti-Muslim racism post 9/11. Let's try to do like a not so serious one. So I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr and Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat because I'm 33. I feel like it's so like past the limit. No Snapchat for you. Okay, there's like a lot of like Twitter revolutionaries, and like I like radical people. That is awesome. But this, like, you'll know who I'm talking about. This is more like the person that's like in their parents' basement, like shouting. Don't be a that's the theme of this poem. But it's not to say that on Facebook and Twitter, on Tumblr and elsewhere, that there aren't awesome conversations and activism and the utilization of these tools. I mean, I use them because I believe in them. But at the same time, I'd like to preface this, but this is about like a very specific annoying person. You'll know who I'm talking about. If this is you, stop doing this. You're not that badass. You're not so cool because you regurgitate Frantz Fanon behind a computer screen. You read the same two books everyone else did. It is noticeable. Stop it. You are not above the petty if you were tweeting, I'm above the petty. If you were, you would probably stop Twitter policing everyone and start working on non-petty. If you say things like, I don't tweet for followers, you probably tweet for followers. It is obvious. Stop it. You are not an expert on everything. I get that you vacation for 2 weeks in Egypt, love falafel, and have your very own Huffington Post blog account with 7 million other people, but that is not expertise or due diligence. If you can't point to the country you are tweeting about on the map, you should probably shut the f*** up. Not everything is Iraq. Not everything is Palestine. The only thing that is Nazi Germany is Nazi Germany. Stop with the comparisons, white guy shouting at a demo. You are being unhelpful. And if you think I'm an a*** by the end of this poem, it's probably true, because this is technically a I'm above the penny poem. But seriously, I am. Critiquing should become the goal, a game, a life, like Candy Crush and Angry Birds and other games I'm not cool enough to know about. Twitter has never been and will never be the revolution. Yes, I tweeted a few times about Miley Cyrus twerking, or her lack of twerking, or her awkward racism, or why so few people initially focused on how creepy Robin Thicke is. See, there, I said it, I'm not above it. But at some point, we have to realize our rubbernecking is slowing down traffic. Movements move. Activists extend beyond 140 characters. We are not the main characters. Many of us are in the belly of the beast, challenging empire with privilege. So stop wearing your intellectual sunglasses at night and build beyond the next soundbite. Appreciate that what we say and do and how we say and do it matters. The best critic isn't the one simply wagging the finger the hardest. Yoda was chill. You should try to be more like him. I'm going to end this poem now. You should totally follow me on Twitter. This next poem is called An Open Letter to Campus Zionist Groups and University Chancellors. It is a love poem. You know... I mean, there's a lot of people on campus, and it's like, we need to have dialogue, and it's like, we need to go eat some of that hummus together on a table, get together, and look, smash apartheid walls. It doesn't actually work like that. Now, I don't care what your gender is, your sexuality, your religion, where you were born. If you're, like, standing against systems of oppression, I can get down with that. But there's been a co-optation of the term dialogue, right? It's not actually about dialogue, because, we're going to have a Q&A afterwards, and we're going to engage in discussion. But it really is about reaffirming systems of domination, right? People want domination. They don't actually want dialogue. So when there are right-wing initiatives on campus, whether sponsored by a group or your administration or sponsored by an Israeli institution, this isn't about creating conversation. This is about reaffirming structures of oppression, and we should really call that out for what it is. Because for me, I'm down for conversation, but I'm not down to affirm oppression. Okay. This conversation is a dialogue. My Facebook post, that comment back, the email chain, the article in response to the article, the soon-to-be Q&A, the debate in the quad, yesterday's phone call, that time I smiled, said hello, and held the door for a member of Bruins for Israel. You know where we can't have any kind of dialogue? In Palestine. Because I'm not allowed to return. Because ethnically cleansed Palestinians aren't allowed to return. Because ethnically cleansed Palestinians returning would put ethno-religious supremacy in jeopardy. It's easy to talk about your comfort level when there isn't a checkpoint stopping us from meeting. No wall blocking tonight's event from happening. I don't get to get mad at you afterwards and drop white phosphorus on your dorm room if our chat doesn't go well. So let's have a thought experiment on your tolerance. Would Hillel, J Street, Olive Tree Initiative, One Voice, and Seeds of Peace come to a meeting to dialogue on whether or not Jews should have equal rights in America? Whether or not Jews should be stuffed into internment camps in America? Whether or not Jews should face checkpoints before coming onto campus in America? No! You wouldn't want to come to that meeting because it sounds like obscene white supremacist b****. Now, doesn't it? This situation is about as two-sided as drowning puppies in a bathtub. Israel is the aggressor, the occupier, the ethnic cleanser, and dominating force from the river to the sea. So don't ask me to indulge racism. That is not dialogue. That is not moving things forward. That is the status quo. That's the bomb's blast. That is the silence of solitary confinement. The academy in America was built on white supremacy, and I'm not looking to replicate the process. You want to hug over justice. I'll stretch my arms and fingertips so wide my knees buckle. But I saw you read a prepared question off your Android, prepped by Stand With Us, given talking points to derail the discussion. You don't want dialogue. You want domination. And that's not something I can offer you. Most administrations don't care about climate. They care about donors and empty email boxes, houses made of sand willing to crumble at the first sight of rain, overbloated salaries and egos, over-anxious trigger fingers willing to throw as many black and brown bodies under the bus as need be. So Chancellor X, challenge us. Student Council Y, let your backbone fold on itself. Administrator Z, tell me about climate, while artillery shells eviscerate natives you never cared to learn about. Because students are coming, and they aren't stopping, cowering, caving to veiled threats, stripped funding, and attacks on their organizations. You made a miscalculation. The road to freedom is not through the academy, but these students, armed with more passion than donor funding lining your pockets, are sure as hell gonna smash your roadblocks.
Goodness gracious, goodness gracious. That is Remy Kanazi talking on our program, One Land, Many Voices. And that was really quite an experience to listen to, and I hope that you found that as meaningful as I did. And we can get you a copy of his book before the next bomb drops, if you would be willing to start or renew your annual contribution for a minimum of $75. That could be just $6.25 a month when you call 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KBOO. You can do that online securely at our very beautiful new website, KBOO.FM. We still have a little bit of money to bring in to make sure that One Land, Many Voices reaches its goal. And I'm wondering how many of you will do the needful? How many of you were inspired by what you were just hearing and remembering? How many real voices you hear on KBOO every hour of every day coming into your home and homes throughout the region and indeed throughout the world because of the intertubes. And we're asking you to show a little bit of support. Maybe you could do $10 a month for the year and that would amount to $120. Maybe you could do that $12.50 a month and get a copy of Before the Next Bomb Drops and a copy of the 4-gig flash drive. Maybe you have some people in your family or in your community that you feel could use a little education about understanding privilege and systems of oppression and maybe being able to spread some real important programming into their lives might be good for you in your dealing with them and maybe good for the whole world. This is something that can be spread and reproduced infinitely with your help, of course. Please call right now, 877-500-5266. I just want to thank Rod in Portland for renewing his membership and pointing the way to people. And we've got a few more minutes left. There are thousands of you listening. Call right now, 877-500-5266.
Yes, thank you very much, Rod. And I'd like to thank you, dear listener, but of course I cannot until you make that call, 877-500-5266, and introduce yourself. Let us add your name to the good book of KBOO. And speaking, I'd also like to thank, Mr. Kanazi pointed out how Stevie Wonder, of all people, joined this whole, this idea of boycotting, of not playing, not performing at events that tend to whitewash or cover over or obscure the rather ugly fact of Israeli occupation of Palestine. And when Stevie Wonder is against you, when Stevie Wonder takes a stand against what you're doing, you've really got to take stock, because that man loves everybody, you know, and I'm sure he's doing that boycott with love. And we would love to hear from you right now at 877-500-5266, because that is what it's going to take. It requires your participation to make this happen. You don't get KBOO without your support, without your participation. And that participation begins with a phone call, 877-500-5266. 5266. Make sure that you have that source of information that reminds you of what you need to know and that what brings you the new information that you didn't know before. Make sure that your friends and neighbors and your relatives have that information. And it's got to be you. It's got to be KABU. It's got to be 877-500-5266. I'll remind our far out listeners one more time. You're already streaming our web signal at kboo.fm. Why not click over to the homepage right now? Click that where it says donate. And here's the really great thing. We were talking about U.S. imperialism and connecting racism domestically with imperialism abroad. Your contribution to KABU is fully tax deductible. You can divert some of your wealth away from the war machine of U.S. imperialism and keep those dollars, keep that wealth circulating right here in your community, in the greater Portland metro, southwest Washington, and up the gorge and down the Willamette Valley. It's here, and it's local action with a global reach. 877-500-5266.
With every contribution, you engage in an act of advocacy. You stand on the side of those we are lifting up. You stand on the side of interrupting oppression. You stand on the side of exposing systemic injustice. These are the kinds of things you support. You become an advocate for social justice. You become an advocate for free speech. You are lending a hand. You are lending a voice to lift up. And that's what Paul did. He's in Portland and he called to renew his membership. Thank you so much, Paul. And there are thousands of you listening, and indeed the whole world is depending on this kind of information. Even those death howls you hear from the old white privileged men screaming in opposition to the work that we're doing right here, you know, they have been victims of repression too, because you cannot keep others down without paying the price yourself. So each time you engage in this positive movement here, you are being an advocate. You're engaging in checkbook activism and you are lending real voice to the people. Won't you call right now, 877-500-5266. We have tons of concert tickets. We've got tons of books, including Remy Kanasi's book here, Before the Next Bomb Drops. We have got this flash drive with a lot of information from our archives, from Pacifica archives. But the real thing that you're getting is knowing that you were on the right side of history today, that you did the needful, that you stood up in favor of free speech and this incredibly important project of keeping the lights on and the doors open and the access, training, and programming going forth. Imagine who would be doing it if KABU was not doing it. You're not going to find that on the right side of the dial, and you're not going to go down there and hear about how to stand against apartheid and how to lift people up. They're going to be laughed out of the door. So you tuned into KABU a long time ago, and perhaps you don't care for every hour equally, but that was never our mission. We're not here to turn a profit. We're not here to deliver you into the hands of advertisers. We're not here to sell you tchotchkes and gigas. We're here to empower and enthuse and educate and enrage at times. And we ask you to support that project, even when some of it can be wonderful and some of it can be a little difficult to listen to, quite frankly. But that's all right, because we do that together and we listen together. And every time you're listening, there are thousands and thousands of people locally and all around the world who are listening. And we're all leaning in together here. And that's why you call 877-500-5266.
Yes, we know. You know that when you're separated from someone you love and you can look at the moon up in the night sky, and you know that your beloved is looking at the same moon. When you listen to the signal at KABU, you know that thousands, and dare I say millions, of other people all around the world are listening to the same signal, and you know that you are united in your commitment to creating a more sustainable and just world that works for the majority. And that's what you're supporting with your call of support at 877-500-5266. You know, you want to do You put down your $6.25 a month and you have KBOO thank you for your support by sending you a copy of Remy Kanazi's book before the next bomb drops. That's about somewhere between 16 and 25 cents each day. That's pocket change. And you know what it all adds up to? It adds up to a capacity to generate social change. My man Justin here referred to it as checkbook activism. And that's a great way to get started, to start with your involvement, to start with your commitment to social change, to justice and sustainability in your community and around the world. 877-500-5266. We're going to wrap it up here and we're going to bring it, take it over to Chris Andre, who's going to bring you Air Cascadia headlines, interviews, and commentary. And so make that call right now, 877-500-5266. There's more coming up right after this.
This is David Barsamian, host of Alternative Radio, heard Tuesday mornings at 9 on KBOO Community Radio in Portland.